to media members who have joined the call, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for the coaches this morning. We now welcome onto the call the head coach of the JMU Dukes, Kurt Cignetti. Good morning, Coach Cignetti.
Good morning, Rob.
Good morning. A bye week for your team. We talked about last week, a much-needed week off. What was the focus for you and your staff with your team last week?
Well, it was good. We had the opportunity to get some rest in the team and still get some practices in and stay sharp and, you know, then work on recruiting, you know, organization, get out on the road a little bit and get the coaches a little bit of rest so that we can come back today, you know, normal game week preparation and hopefully pick up where we left off. We have a lot of areas we need to improve and great sense of urgency, you know, for this game against New Hampshire, who is, you know, a really good football team and will be a huge challenge. So we'll have practice tonight. Looking forward to getting back at it.
Got several questions in queue if you'll get those for us, Pasha.
Question is from the line of Wayne Epps with the Richmond Times-Dispatch.
Hey, Coach, touching back on the bye week a little bit, what was sort of the focus and tone of the practices last week? Talking to Adam Smith last week, he mentioned that you guys were kind of doing some, you know, fundamental tackling drills, some things you hadn't done since, you know, the preseason to kind of shore up those types of things. So what was sort of maybe the focus of maybe working on something you don't usually get a chance to work on last week?
You know, honestly, the practices were a little bit shorter, a little bit lighter. We played 9 straight games. You know, that takes a toll on you. But yet we wanted to stay sharp in our fundamentals. And so I thought we got done what we wanted to get done and got some rest, got away a little bit. Now it's going to be real important that, you know, we're locked in today as we start our preparation.
Okay. What jumps out the most to you about Max Brosmer? Obviously, you know, had the strong game against Villanova this past Saturday. Coming in as a freshman, what just jumps out the most looking at his kind of body of work this season?
Yeah, well, he's really impressive. You know, the second half against Villanova, he was 10 for 10. And they ran the ball really well, too. He, you know, he played with great poise. You know, he's got command. He's improving every single week. And, you know, they're playing really well. And, of course, it starts at the quarterback positions. For a freshman to walk in there and do what he's doing really says a lot about the guy. And, you know, he's got some good weapons. The lines are playing well. The backs run hard. They're doing a nice job schematically. And, you know, they're a really good football team. And, you know, the defense and offense and special teams all complement each other. They got a lot of grit. They play hard. And, you know, thus they are where they are right now.
All right. Thank you.
This question is from the line of Dave Thomas with ESPN Radio Harrisonburg.
Hey, Coach. Good morning.
Good morning.
Were you able to maybe get some more work in for some guys who've been lower on the depth chart, maybe guys who have traveled a little bit, maybe haven't played, and rest some of the guys who've been taking a lot of reps? Were you able to do that not having a game this past Saturday?
You know, a little bit, but like I said earlier, you know, our practices were a little bit shorter. You know, I wanted to get the team some rest, but stay sharp fundamentally. So, you know, we weren't out there very long. We got accomplished what we wanted to get accomplished. You know, our health, we're in pretty good shape right now. And the focus was a little bit more on this team and the challenge coming up the next 3 weeks than developing some of the young guys. You know, we'll have time to do that, you know, in spring ball. You know, our 2-deep is sort of set at this point, you know, barring injury. And so, really, the emphasis was on, you know, staying sharp but getting rest.
And how much New Hampshire did you look at? Did you do a lot of install last week, or was it more focused, as you were saying, on what you're trying to do over the next 3 weeks?
You know, we watched them. We watched the games. We had some general ideas. We practiced some things. But we wanted to get the Villanova game in before we went into full prep. I mean, you know, we had a pretty good feel for who they were coming out of last week. And now we're into a normal game week.
Thanks, Coach. I appreciate it.
Question is from the line of Greg Medea with the Daily News Record.
Hey, Kurt, I haven't asked you about it yet, but I guess last week, week and a half, you guys have announced some non-conference games for future years, the Weber State series, the Virginia Tech game. Just kind of wanted to get your thoughts and your opinion, the philosophy of non-conference scheduling and what those kind of big-time matchups do for the program.
Yeah, well, like Jeff Bourne told me when I was hired, that the biggest challenge here is scheduling because, you know, people don't want to play yet. And so it's a challenge sometimes to get FBS games, and has been. You know, with the Weber gets plugged in as a quality FCS opponent ranked in the top five in the country right now. Had a great game with them in the playoffs here a couple years ago. And then it's good to see an in-state school like Virginia Tech back on the schedule. You know, it helps with the fan base recruiting, you know, so it creates a lot of excitement. And, you know, we want to play those games. We'd love to play Virginia Tech and Virginia, you know, as FBS games. And, you know, it's good.
Do you like having the mix of playing that marquee FCS opponent in Weber, and then obviously, like you said, the in-state rival, obviously, or in-state foe is obviously good. Do you like the mix of it and giving your kids the opportunity to see both?
Well, truthfully, you know, I'm sort of like, tell me who we're going to play, let's line up and play. And, okay. You know, Weber was willing to play a home and home. And, you know, we're having difficulty scheduling people. You know, like I said before, you know, not a lot of people want to play us. And so, you know, the CAA is a very challenging league. You got to be ready to go every week. But, you know, playing a team like Weber will be good because they have name recognition. And, you know, it will be top-notch competition early in the season.
Got it. Thank you.
Kirk, throughout the season, throughout the league, teams have really struggled coming out of bye weeks this year for whatever reason in the conference. You've been doing this for a long time. What is your philosophy of how you treat the bye weeks to get your guys some rest but still maintain that sharpness, the momentum you had going into the bye week?
I think the key is today. You know, we have a 5 o'clock team meeting, and I have to set the tone. And, you know, we have to really be humble and hungry and understand the challenge before us and that we have a lot of areas that we need to improve. You know, we've had some success here recently, so it's easy to have the feel goods and the warm fuzzies during the bye week. But I think today is the day where you've got to get locked back in on what you got to do and understand the challenges ahead of us and the things that we need to do to be successful. And the biggest challenge, it will be to start fast, coming out of the bye week, to start fast on Saturday.
Your quarterback, Ben DiNucci, has thrown for over 200 yards in six of the last seven games of the season. Now 15 turnovers, only four interceptions all year long. He was certainly in a battle coming into the season for that starting job. How have you seen him grow throughout the season and improve with the decision-making, with the numbers being the way they are?
Yeah. Well, I think, number one, having a good running game helps him a lot. It takes some of the pressure off the quarterback. We've run the ball fairly well most of the season. So we're not asking him to drop back and throw it 30, 40 times a game. And when we do, he's got some pretty good looks to throw the ball into. His decision-making has improved. He's always been very accurate. He's always made plays with his legs. But he also understands that, you know, kind of our philosophy, that, you know, we've got an offensive philosophy, a defensive philosophy, a special teams philosophy on how to win the game, and his role within the offense and what's important to us. It's been encouraging to me that our turnover ratio has really picked up the last three or four games, and, you know, we're on the plus side. We're getting a lot of turnovers on defense, and, you know, we're not turning the ball over on offense very much, and we got to continue to do that, you know, to be as good as we can be. Ben's made a lot of positive plays, a lot of great plays, but he'll also be the first to tell you, you know, there's still improvement in his game that can be made. And, you know, that's everybody on the field. As good as some of these guys have played, you know, nobody has really played the perfect game or has played, you know, 100% up to their full ability or potential yet. And as a coach, that's what you're striving to do, is create that atmosphere and environment where these guys can reach those goals.
Just one more before I let you go. Obviously, it's a big game in the conference standings with New Hampshire coming in. JMU and New Hampshire have played quite a bit over the last few years, some in the playoffs, and then, of course, New Hampshire getting a win up there a year ago. How much does the rivalry, I wouldn't say rivalry, but the fact that you guys have played so many big games and your team has played big games, does that help in preparation going into this week?
Well, yeah, we played a lot of big games. And last year, you know, New Hampshire beat JMU up at New Hampshire, 35-24, I believe it was. The game really wasn't even that close, to be honest with you. New Hampshire dominated pretty much throughout the whole game. I'm sure our guys will remember that. You're always looking for anything, extra motivation, you know, an edge. So, you know, they've played in a lot of big games. They call this month championship November, and they're playing really well right now. So they're going to come down here with a lot of confidence, and we're going to have to play really, really well.
All right, Kurt. Thanks, as always, for your time this morning, and look forward to talking again next Monday.
Thank you.
Thank you.